This week in the Missouri Senate, we review one of the potential subjects for the upcoming legislative session.
We would like to see a fix for transportation funding.
We have to pay off our bonds. I don't think you're going to see another bonding bill.
Among the measures from this year's legislative session now in place is Senate Concurrent Resolution 14, which sets in motion the funding necessary to fix some 200 bridges throughout the Show Me State. This uses bonds, which became a source of concern for some lawmakers earlier this year. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says this arrangement is a one-time proposal.
Unfortunately, I think the bonding package we did last year, there's a little difficulty in the Senate. When we start talking about using general revenue as a source to take care of our transportation funding, I think that's kind of a non-starter for myself, for the appropriations chair.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds she realizes people at the Missouri Department of Transportation have to constantly push forward with their work.
I've been a part of highway project studies before, so I've seen projects shelved, and once they reach a certain point, once they've been shelved, you have to start all over.
A focal point for MoDOT is I-70, which is among the busiest interstates in the country. Over the years, officials there have looked at ways to not only improve but expand the highway. The question always asked remains, how do we pay for it? Senator Schatz stresses there are still many needs throughout the state in terms of infrastructure improvements, but turning to general revenue is not the answer.
Going to the GR is just not somewhere we think that long-term is feasible for us to do. I think last year when we took the bonding package, it was because it was some critical needs. We were able to leverage some federal dollars, and we're going to see some financial windfalls from that. The 50-50 program has been a huge success as well, but we can't continue to do that. That was a Band-Aid on this problem, but we're going to have a much broader solution that's going to address the future needs.
Senator Walsh points out, despite the limited funds available, road work still continues in every part of Missouri, including an upcoming project in her district.
So the next step in doing that is preparing the community for this project, but they have to do their part. They have to be aware that these folks are out there, these men and women from the different contractors are out there working, and that they are trying to work safe and bring them a better product, and that they need to adhere to the traffic laws and signs that'll be in place during the project period.
Lawmakers have continued to find ways to pay for Missouri's infrastructure for years and have asked voters to weigh in on different funding mechanisms as well. These are questions they will likely look at again when the second regular session of the 100th General Assembly convenes in Jefferson City starting on January 8th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.